The following podcast is for mature audiences only. This show contains explicit language and graphic stories not suitable for children or people who get offended easily. Seriously, this is your chance to leave. And you might want to put some headphones on, for real. Listener discretion is advised. To another episode of the Dumbfounded podcast, where two good brothers discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die. That's so bizarre, strange, and borderline comical, that'll leave you dumbfounded. I'm your host with the most, and don't worry, we didn't forget about the toast. I'm coming all the way from Dallas, Texas. It's me, your boy, Johnny Boy. And there's Patrick, too.
Wow. That's all right.
What's up, bro?
Oh, you come with some. Hey, that's what happens when you come with some funny puns. You just get my introduction just got like downgraded. Jesus.
You want to do it next time then? Next episode, you do the intro, bro.
Nah, we can roll with that, I guess. Fuck.
Hey, I'm still hurt for not one time. When you called me out, you're just like, oh, all of a sudden you're fucking up with the intro now.
Hey, bitch, you've been killing it. See, look, you just need a little push, and you've been killing it.
I'm self-conscious. Anyways.
What up, dummies? How you guys doing?
What's up, dummies?
What you been up to?
You talking to me or you talking to dummies?
Nah, can't you. Talk back.
Shit, man, it's only been 2 days.
I know, right?
We didn't really do much, but, you know, hey, I've been wanting to play that game that you guys been talking about in the group chat, man.
Oh, Among Us?
Yeah. Among Us, yeah. So it's like a video game, right?
That shit destroys friendships, bro.
Bro, I mean, it's easy. We can destroy a friendship right away.
Like so, full of deceit.
So you said it's like killer, right?
Yeah.
But then you play it as kind of like a video game?
Yeah. So if the dummies don't know, you guys should check it out. Dummies, play with like 10 of your friends. It's called Among Us. So there's 10 of you guys, and two of you are in the game. They're called imposters, but really they're the killers. And no one knows who the killers are except for the killers. And throughout the game, the crewmates, who are like the civilians, the innocent ones, go around. They're on a ship, and they have to do tasks to save the ship. And the way that the crewmates win is they find the two killers, or they finish all their tasks, and then obviously the way the killers win is they kill everyone. In between rounds, you have a discussion and then you start voting people off, trying to vote the killer. So there's a lot of accusations and a lot of, it's a crazy game, man. It can ruin friendships. So only play with friends that are your true friends that won't get mad over this game.
So it's like a typical mafia game night for us every time you guys came by over here, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that does destroy our friendship. And what's that one game that we used to play a lot too? Exploding Kittens?
Exploding Kittens, yep.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to have to hop on one of these days and play that. But hey, like I said in the intro, we didn't forget about the toast, did we?
No, we didn't. Today's shot is coming from our good friend Rose. She was roasting my mic, bro, so she... She donated. She said my mic was ass, but I'm like, yo, I got a Yeti. This is up there on the mic, like the mic. What do you call it?
The echelon.
The echelon. Yeah, the mic echelon, bro. This is like up there for like beginning. I don't know.
Yo, she hella roasted the shit out of you, bro. She's like, man, what's your donation again? I was like, oh man, you're such a good friend. Next thing you know, yeah, it's because
she was like, no. She was like, John, what kind of mic you have? Because I'm going to donate to get the same mic. I'm like, what the? Mine's only a step below his. It's the same company. Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. Hey, all right. But Rose, thank you so much for being a donator/donor to us.
Still, and How many episodes later we still haven't figured it out?
I don't care. We're going to stick with donator or donor. I don't care. But anyways, Rose, thank you so much for supporting our show. Yeah. And this episode is dedicated to you. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, man. Thanks for the backhanded donation.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta we'll take it, bro.
Exactly. We'll take whatever we can get.
It pays the bills, so fuck it. Anyways, man, how you been, bro? I know it's only been a couple of days.
I've been good, man. I've been good. It's starting to cool down out here. Thank God. Is it? Yeah.
The fires are okay now?
Damn, I'm a horrible Californian. I'm not sure.
Bro, speaking
I'm gonna say yes.
Hey, speaking of, man, I know we have a group chat among us with our hats funny among us with our friends. Rose is in that group chat. We've just been talking about American Murder a lot, bro.
We have.
Dude.
Specifically, this one's really caught my attention because it's just so crazy. But if you guys haven't seen it yet, go on Netflix and watch. What is it called?
Yeah, it's American Murder. American Murder. Family Next Door.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is. Family Next Door. Watch that shit. That shit is crazy.
Man, that side chick, bro. Like, there's more to it with the side chick.
And, dude, it's just the guy just seems so normal, bro. Like, he doesn't seem like a type that would do that. And even his lawyers said that they think it was just a one-time incident. Like, he would never kill again after that. But it's just crazy. That side chick put something in his drink and brainwashed him or something, bro. I don't know.
Something, man. I mean, if anything, there should be. I know they released more. I think they released, like, a 200-pager court documents. So yeah. I really want to find it. Whoever has it, if you got it, let us know because I do want to read it, kind of see what it is.
I want to read the book, Letters from Christopher. I think that's what the book's called.
Wait, someone released a book about it?
Yeah, he's been writing. The author has started writing him, and then he's been writing back, and she's just been putting the stuff in the letters in the book.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, man.
That's crazy, dude. All right. I know that's another one that's kind of taken over our life, but you want to start reading some reviews, bro? By reviews, I mean the one review we got left because we got nothing else.
Hey, dummies, come on. Help us out, please.
Please, so we can read about it.
But yeah, I got one from, I think this is Azul Amor. So Blue Heart 40. It's titled LOL with 5 stars, obviously. She says, or they say, I really enjoyed the chemistry with these bros. Haha, I know this will be my go-to listen to on my way to work so I can have a good laugh. Keep it up, bros. Looking forward to hearing more. LOL. Peace and love. From, and then she put her name, Lydia. Oh, it's her. So thanks, Lydia. Really appreciate it. And we're glad that you enjoyed the show.
Thank you, Lydia. Appreciate you. And yeah, if you want to send us a review, anyone else out there, please feel free to do so. We really love it when the dummies send over some reviews and we like to read it. And I feel like, and we've mentioned so many times that we want you to feel like hanging out with your friends. So we want to, you know, encourage you to do so. So then we can spotlight you. Speaking of spotlights, bro, there's a awards thing going on right now that's sponsored by Buzzsprout. It's called Discover Pod Awards. And, you know, we were just like, hey, we're fairly new. We're kind of qualified for a few categories. So we asked the dummies out there if they can nominate us for a few categories. So they can put us for either the best new podcast of 2020 or the best comedy podcast of 2020. And the dummies came through, man. And I just wanted to say thank you to a few of them because they really went out and took the time out of their day to give us that feedback or give us that nomination. Bro, I'm pretty sure we're not going to win.
And if we do, that's it. The podcast is over. We're ending on a high note.
Right. We don't. We want to retire when it's like we're high. But But yeah, it's even to be considered or even to get some nomination, or the fact that people are actually interacting with us to nominate us, it's just a huge, huge thank you. So I just wanted to say thank you to these few people because they confirmed and they said, you know, they let us know that they voted for us. So I'm going to go down a list here. So I want to start out with Jeppy Rossetti, at Greyweed, at Red Anatomy. My boy Justin, he's one of my biggest supporters ever since I started, bro, like even for my first podcast. Someday, man, we're going to go lift and we're going to go eat somewhere someday. So one day, man. And also my teammate Paul, who we actually chant Paul Wall when he gets a block. So, and it's funny because he just moved to Houston too. And also our good friends, Jaka and also Rose, who we dedicated this episode to. And the homie Joseph Escueta, the travel plug. So thank you guys for taking the time and voting for us. But that's not it, man. There's a lot more people and a lot more shows that showed out and showed support for us. So I want to acknowledge them as well. The G-Boys of Creepsalug, the awesome ladies from Ye Old Crime, Shed, Carissa from Coping with Carissa, the Capitanas, and the Stiffnecks from Wakang Lilingon, at Keyferdy from Pop That P, Burn from Chastrology, Godless Longanisa. Some of our bros from Brotherhood also voted as well. And for the friends and family from San Diego, National City, and the Philippines. Also, wanted to say thank you to some brand new listeners we got, bro. Like, our interactions are going a lot better now lately, huh? Like, we got people tagging us on social media and...
Yeah, and DMing us on IG and Twitter.
Yeah, so we just want to appreciate to our some of our new listeners, Jade... Senor.siete, my friend Audrey, who by the way has a podcast herself, she has one that says, or that's titled Oddly Enough. So if you're tired of us laughing about people's misery, check her out because she has a lot of really inspirational stuff that can help you out with your personal or professional life. But to the rest of the dummies all over the world, I just wanted to say thank you. Forgive me if I butcher some pronunciation of saying thank you, but I'm a well-traveled guy, so I try to learn these languages anyway. So thank you, salamat po, shishi, danku, kitos, merci, danka, mahalo, grazie, arigato, kamsahamnida, obrigado, gracias. And that's all I can remember. I know I fucked up everything, but there's so much dummies all over the world. We just want to say thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys. I didn't come that prepared, so gracias.
You never come prepared, bitch.
Salamat. Hey, you like my salamat, bro?
Salamat. Okay, Sam Milby. for my kapampangan family in the Philippines, dakala salamat po.
What's dakalan, bro?
Dakala salamat, bro. Like, many things.
That's like, oh, many. It's many?
Yeah. Dakal
means bro, many. I swear that's a whole nother language, but...
It is. It really is.
But is there's some, like, words that are the same, right, as Tagalog?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But a lot are not either.
But yeah, guys, thank you guys. Like, I know you guys are probably tired of us saying thank you. We say thank you every episode. But I mean, like we always say, like, without you guys, we're nothing. We're just a couple idiots recording. I'm glad you guys like to listen, actually. You guys actually like listening to us be idiots. No.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to be like idiots. And we'll make it easy for you. Let us be that for you. All right. So what do we got today, bro? What are we going to be talking about?
Well, today, as the past 2 weeks, we've been doing things around spooky season and movie-specific episodes. But today, we're just going to go all horror movies. Just a few stories from... any horror movies that we pick.
Okay. All right. Do you have a specific horror movie that you like the best?
That I like the best? Damn.
Yeah.
Insidious was really good. And ooh. Conjuring is really good.
I don't know about the paranormal
series. I don't know about the last paranormal. It's kind of far-fetched. But it was still okay. But the first two for sure was really good. It seemed like real life, you know?
Right. Yeah, I do. I love the Conjuring series. Those were probably the better modern ones.
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, Like the classic, I mean, the classics to us at least, because it was from when we were younger. Like
that's true, yeah.
Like The Ring, it was good. Ooh. Grudge was good.
Which one did you like better, the American Grudge or Ju-on?
I mean, obviously, Ju-on was way fucking scarier.
Yeah, man. Fuck that.
But Grudge was, oh my God, there's a few scenes where I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, dude, I can't. I was just like, oh, I don't know
if she was walking down the stairs, bro. Like, Or when the kid was at the top of the stairs or the second floor
screaming.
Hell no. Or the scene when she looked under the blanket. Remember that?
Yeah, dude.
She looked under the blanket and the kid was there. Fuck that. Hell no.
No, the hair, like, sometimes when there's like strands of hair in my tub, I get
Oh, hell no.
Takbo.
Wagpo.
Yeah, bro. Oh, man, like, I don't know why. It's not as scary of a movie, but I was scared of Carrie for the longest time. The original one with Sissy Spacek.
Oh, I haven't seen it. That's the one where she has, like, superpowers, right? Or whatever?
Yeah, she had like, telekinetic power. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I think a lot of The Exorcist, of course, was scary.
That was scary, too.
Poltergeist, like, dude, that their whole cast pretty much freaking died because of that movie. It's crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like there's a Poltergeist curse that a majority of the cast members, they all died after making that movie.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. And that's not my dad's fact, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, but I think when I was growing up, I wasn't that much into the movies because, well, in the Philippines, we didn't really have that much movies when I was growing up there. But every time it's like Halloween
and
season,
two,
bro.
And two is real in the Philippines. Not sure.
And that's true. Yeah. Like there's a kapre and tikbalang like just hanging out in the corner.
Oh, fuck.
But
that.
Bro, like magandang gabi bayan, bro. Like the specials.
Oh my God, bro. What's one that's really, if you guys are, magandang gabi bayan was like a, what would you compare?
Like a, it was
what
like
you compared
a,
in America.
What's that show after Football Night in America,
like,
bro? Like 60 seconds.
60 seconds. Yeah. It was like 60
minutes.
60 minutes. It was like 60 minutes. It was like 60 minutes. Yeah, you're right. It was like 60 minutes, but in the Philippines. But during spooky season, they did stories of people send in stories of their paranormal encounter.
Yeah.
And it was so scary because they would reenact it.
CGI was so bad.
I was just going to say that right now, bro. But even though the CGI was bad, it was still fucking scary, bro.
Oh my God, dude. Like the fucking vampire, they call it aswang over there. So in the Philippines, apparently the aswang or the vampire, what happens is that they prey on pregnant women. And when they're going hunting, half of their body gets kind of amputated and
they
the
leave
top
it.
Yeah
they
leave
it somewhere yeah
and then the top half flies around and goes to like the roof of like a pregnant woman's house, and then they have like those super long tongue to drain like the blood of the pregnant women, and the only way to kill it is if you find the lower half of the body and then you sprinkle salt all over the extremities pretty much, or where the gut area is.
Yeah bro, that's so scary. One thing I remember too from Magandang Gabi Bayan was like there was one episode where there was like it might have been a road, and there was that people reported seeing a floating casket crossing the road, bro.
Fuck that.
Yeah, hell no, I'm good.
Hey, the Philippines is freaking wild when it comes to paranormal stuff. And that shit's real over there.
I feel like the Philippines got superstitious. It's probably one of the most superstitious countries ever.
They really are. Like, if they see I always see a meme about it. It's just like, ooh, did you see that fly over there? That's your Auntie Shirley.
Oh, yeah. It's like Filipinos be like, oh, fly at 12 a.m. Oh my God, that's your Auntie Sherry. That's your auntie baby right there.
Shit.
She's visiting.
Oh fuck.
Or there's one superstition where like if you smell candles, but there's no candle around, like in your house, that means there's a spirit.
Oh, fuck that. I've never heard that. Mine was the smell of flowers. Like
sampajita. Candles or flowers. Just something like a pleasant smell and you don't know where it's coming from, that means there's a spirit.
Damn. Like here in the States, bro, if you see an anthill, you think there's ants there, right?
No, but
in the Philippines, if you see an anthill in the Philippines, that's where you have to say like, excuse me, like tabi-tabi po, which means excuse me, like respectfully. Apparently there's dwarves that live there. And if you kick it, then you become like awfully sick, which is crazy because that happened to me when I was little and I got sick.
Yo, that's so funny because my cousin, he said he got off the jeepney and he had to pee. So he just picked some random place to pee and didn't say tabi tabi po or excuse me. He said the next day, nangamates yung like...
His dick pretty much swelled up?
Well, not his dick, but his balls. His testicles swelled up, bro. And he was like, fuck, I think I fucked up.
Oh, and then you have to go. And then there's...
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we call them witch doctors.
That's basically what it is, bro.
Okay, so you have to go to a witch doctor, and they do like this craziest shit to identify what it is. You don't go to a normal doctor, because a normal doctor is going to be like, we don't know. We don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
But if you go to, they call it albolario. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
What they do, bro, is they get a glass, like a clear glass, and then they crack an egg open. Like, you were like, what the fuck? You gonna make me scrambled eggs? Nah, fam. The egg yolk is supposed to take shape in the form of whatever's possessing you or what's around you. And that shit is crazy.
I think they use different things because one time my dad's pinkies were uneven, right? I saw this firsthand. So they called an a quack quack doctor.
Quack quack.
A witch doctor. They came to the house, bro, melted a candle, poured the candle into a big bowl of water, mm-hmm. and it took a shape of something. It looked like someone holding a person holding a chicken in the air. And the witch doctor was like, oh, that's like the king of something. I forgot what. The
like
king
a capre of something. Food?
I don't know. But she was like, it's the king of something, blah, blah, blah. We got to do this to get rid of it, whatever. She did all the whatever, like all the remedies, and then checked his pinky again, bro. And it was even. Call me crazy, but
nah,
I was there.
Nah, dead ass, bro. Like if you ever go to the Philippines and you want to see some haunted shit,
Go to a witch doctor.
The quack quack doctors, man.
Shit.
Oh, my God. Would you ever go ghost hunting in the Philippines?
Hell no, bro, because there's 80% chance you'll find what you're looking for. Fuck that.
Oh, shit. All right. We can obviously talk about this forever, but we're going to move on to our dead ass facts. Would you like to go first, bro, or me?
Yeah, I'll go first, man.
All right.
So my deadass fact, oh, fuck. I think this counts as a horror movie, right? Jaws?
If you're scared of water, sure.
And shark? I mean, that's a horror, bro. That's why I don't go in the water. Yeah, it's horror. Fuck it. We're going with it's horror. That's horrifying, bro, if you got eaten by a shark.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay, then. So it's a horror movie. So in Jaws, bro, the shark Jaws doesn't fully appear in a shot until 1 hour and 21 minutes into the movie. Do you ever notice that?
No, I did not know that.
Bro.
Not fully?
Fully. Yeah, fully.
Oh,
so
shit.
They built a mechanical shark, and it just had problems all the time when they were filming. So they couldn't. So Steven Spielberg had to find creative ways to... like shoot around the problem. But yeah, so it never makes a full appearance until hour 21.
That is crazy. Now I need to rewatch that shit.
I know, I haven't seen this shit in a long ass time, but now you're gonna notice it.
Damn. All right, got one.
Yeah, one today, bro. All
right, cool. I got two today. So we were talking about The Exorcist a while ago, right?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
I have.
You remember a scene when the priest was doing an exorcism on the little girl?
Yeah.
And then she kind of started yakking on him.
Yeah.
And you know how they mock the shit out of that?
Don't tell me it's real.
No, it's not real. It was it was actually made out of pea soup. Like the majority of the ingredients was pea soup. Not like piss soup, like peas.
Yeah.
So the original intention was for the vomit was supposed to hit the priest's chest. But I guess the contraption that was holding the vomit, it kind of overshot and then it went all over his face. So the scene was, the director was like, fuck it, I'm just going to keep shooting it. And you saw how his face was like, he was completely disgusted. That was a genuine ass reaction, bro.
That's perfect, bro. It can't get any better than that.
Exactly. And I was just like, I was fucking laughing about that. And then a continuation from your Saw episode last week. Remember how you said that they shot in 18 days?
Yeah.
And then I mentioned that the directors kind of drew inspiration from Blair Witch Project, right?
Yep.
Guess how many days it took Blair Witch Project to be recorded or to finish the whole movie?
Oh my God. If it's shorter than 18 days, that's fucking crazy. 20 hours. I mean, 20 days.
That's too short.
20 days.
8 days.
Eight
days, bro. They shot that shit in 8 days.
I guess it's not too hard because I've never seen it, but don't they just shoot themselves for the most part?
Yeah, they shoot themselves. So it's like there's not really any
much to edit.
Yeah.
Or cutscene.
Right. Yeah, those are my dead ass facts.
Oh, man.
You want to start this week or you want to start this episode because you were butthurt last time?
Yeah, I'll start.
Hey, yo, but that title and that chemistry on that one, dude, that shit smacked, dude. I'm still laughing about that.
Oh, my God. So today I'm going to talk about, my first story is about a movie called Tusk. You ever seen this movie, bro?
I have not seen Tusk, actually.
Oh, my God. Don't watch it. It's ass, but the way this guy dies is... So Justin Long is in it, and he plays Wallace. So two best friends, Wallace and Teddy. This is so funny when I was reading it. Wallace and Teddy are are hosts of a popular podcast.
Is this foreshadowing our life?
The podcast was called Not Sea Party, like Not NOT-SEE.
Oh shit, it's a play on word. Fuck. Yeah. It's not gonna be awesome.
Oh shit. Okay, and check out what their podcast is about, bro. So the podcast is about, so they go and find and mock humiliating viral videos.
Oh my God. Fuck. Oh shit.
So Wallace, who is played by Justin Long, like I said, flies to Canada to interview this kid called the Kill Bill Kid. And the Kill Bill Kid was an internet celebrity because he was famous for severing his leg with a katana.
Oh my God.
So Wallace goes to Canada and then he landed in Manitoba. He later learned that the Kill Bill Kid committed suicide, so he couldn't interview him no more.
Right.
And he was kind of upset that he flew all the way to Canada for nothing and decided he was going to try to find someone else to interview. He finds someone, like an ad or something, where someone was offering a room in his home for free to stay. And I guess in the ad it said he was guaranteed hearing interesting stories. So he's like, oh, fuck, perfect. So he went, pulled up to a mansion of a guy named Howard Ho, Howe, who was a retired seaman. I know, dude. It's H-O-W-E.
He's seaman.
It's H-O-W-E. Is that Ho or Howe?
H-O-W-E? I want to go with Howe. But when you said seaman, bro, like, it just gave me that flashback of that picture you sent me before recording. I'm not going to explain, though.
But, yeah, so he was a retired seaman in a wheelchair. Howard tells Wallace a story about a walrus whom he named Mr. Tusk, appropriately, rescued him after a shipwreck. Wallace all of a sudden passes out, bro, because Howard laced some tea that he gave him with some drug. The fool got roofied. Jesus. The next morning, Wallace wakes up, bro, and he's strapped to a wheelchair. He was strapped to a wheelchair, and his left leg was amputated.
Oh, my God.
Did he take
the leg?
And put it on himself? I know he didn't, though. But
oh, okay, I'm about to say, I'm like, why?
Crazy, bro. But then, so Howard, bro, he told Wallace, Howard told Wallace that he plans to fit him into a perfectly constructed walrus costume in an attempt to recreate Mr. Tusk.
What in the fuck?
I'm telling you, bro, this fucking movie's weird as hell.
Is it like a walrus fetish?
I don't know. That's what I thought when I first started watching it. I'm like, oh my God. So after he told him his plans, he let Wallace call his girlfriend and his best friend, Allie and Teddy. And then Howard knocks him unconscious. So now the girlfriend and the best friend know that he's in trouble, they fly to Canada. But meanwhile, back at the mansion, Howard continues to mutilate and alter Wallace. While he's doing that, he tells Wallace like his backstory. Mm-hmm. He was an orphan. He was physically and sexually abused for 5 years by the clergy who fostered him. He sews Wallace into a walrus costume, bro, made out of human skin.
Oh.
Complete with everything, bro. Complete. So Tuss, the mustache, and even, Tuss. And the Tuss was made out of, bro, the Tuss was made out of the femur bone.
Ew. From who?
From
Justin the Long's?
Yeah. Oh, no, not the femur. The tibia.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
From Wallace's legs.
What the fuck, man?
So the girlfriend...
I thought people from Canada are nice as fuck.
Well, not this guy. This guy's crazy.
Shit.
So the girlfriend and the best friend land in Canada, tell the authorities, and authorities connect them with this guy named Lapointe. I think he's French.
Lapointe. That's a French-ass name, Lapointe.
Yeah, he's an inspector from Quebec. So, yeah, I think he's French. Yeah. So, and apparently Lapointe has been looking for Howard for the longest time. Because he's been killing people for years now. And that's probably where all the skins came from, bro. So, Howard conditions Wallace to think and act like a walrus.
Like, and then with the clapping and everything?
Everything, bro. He starts acting like a walrus, bro.
What the fuck?
And then Howard reveals that after being rescued, he killed and ate Mr. Tusk. And so he felt guilty, and he has spent the last 15 years turning his victims into his beloved savior in an attempt to relive their last day and give Mr. Tusk another chance at survival.
What?
All right, get this, bro. So Howard, so it cuts scene, and then Howard comes out in his own walrus costume, bro. And I thought, when I saw that scene, I thought, oh my God, he's gonna fuck him, bro. He's gonna mate with Wallace, bro. I was like, no. But they end up fighting. I think they just wanted to fight. They end up fighting, and then Wallace ends up winning. And kills and stabs Howard with his tusk. And then Teddy and Allie walk in after he kills Howard. And Wallace is like yelling, bro. Like walrus yelling. in celebration, bro.
Yo, he got Stockholm Syndrome.
Bro, it's so crazy. And bro, if you ever see the walrus suit that Wallace was in, oh my God, it's so gross. It makes me think of a human centipede.
Oh, fuck that movie. I don't ever want to see that movie ever again, dude.
So Ellie and Teddy find Wallace, and then it cuts to 1 year later, and Wallace is still sewn in the suit, bro.
Jesus.
And he lives in a wildlife sanctuary, so he's forever a walrus now, bro.
What?
And they feed him mackerel and shit. And then Ellie...
fucking sick movie is this, bro?
Bro, it's so crazy. And then at the very end of the movie, Ellie, his girlfriend, tells him something that her grandfather told her. She said that crying is what separates animals from humans, and proceeded to tell him, "I walrus love you."
Walrus love you.
And then walrus started to cry. Showing that his
human side is
still in there, bro.
Oh my god,
bro, that movie is so bad. But oh my god, he wanted that guy died from his own doing. You know what I mean? He made Wallace into a walrus and died from that.
What the fuck?
If you guys want to watch it, I think it's on Netflix. That's where I watched it a long ass time ago. It might not be on there anymore, but...
Because it sounds so stupid.
Bro, it's so bad.
Oh my god. I walrus love you.
I walrus love you.
Oh shit. Oh, that sounds like an original Pinoy music, bro. I will always love you deep inside this. You know that song, bitch. Don't try to front.
I know. I don't know that song.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
I know. I know.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That I tried to comprehend what the fucking movie is about, but.
Bro, I watched it. I couldn't comprehend.
I was like. Huh? That's so... Oh,
the
my
movie
God.
Was, huh? You put him in a what?
Fuck.
A walrus suit made out of human skin? What is wrong with you?
Damn, it would have been hella sick if it was like a tiger, you know? Just like... That shit would have, like, more appealing, but...
Yeah, it was a random-ass animal.
Fuck. Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, walruses have the biggest...
Wang?
Yeah.
For real?
Like, yeah, like...
Like pound to,
like pound yeah. For pound? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously a blue whale got that mega dick.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. But, like, pound for pound, I think walrus... I'm pretty sure. I'm 90% sure that the walrus have the biggest...
I'm so disappointed that the sperm dang-a-lang. Whale don't got the biggest ding-a-lang. That would be perfect!
Yeah, you're right.
It fucked up. There's a god out there. You missed your chance. Come on, you named it sperm whale.
Yeah, it should have been bigger than the whale.
Damn, imagine, bro. That's how it goes.
Oh shit, is that the whale? No, that's the
thing of the thing. and then the oh I can't. You shouldn't have sent me that picture, bro.
Stop.
Now I'm just like that. Now that ends up the face somewhere.
Shit.
Oh, fuck. All right. Can I go in my next one? Or can I go
yeah,
in my
yeah,
first
go
one?
Ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Fuck. Oh, God, it's hot in here. All right. So my story is going to come from Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You seen that shit?
This shit's funny as fuck,
bro. Bro, it's one of my fucking favorite movies ever, bro. If you haven't watched it, pretty much two dudes who are mistaken as murderous hillbillies by college students that pretty much ended in a super violent end. But the thing was, they weren't murderous hillbillies. They were just two regular dudes who was put in a lot of awkward situations by those college kids. Anyways, this particular scene that I wanted to talk about. And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, I highly suggest you watch it. But Tucker, he was chipping away chopped up trees in the wood chipper. And you know how tough those are, man. Like, if you put a branch in there, like, all the leaves will just, like, get, you know, grinded. All the branches will just get crushed, whatever. That thing is pretty strong. And Dale was working on digging a hole for an outhouse. So one of the girls that was supposedly got taken by Dale and Tucker, she decided to help out Dale, but then all her friends was watching on the background. And then all her friends was just like, oh shit, like, hey, Allison's about to die. Like, he's making her like dig her own grave. But but it wasn't like that. Dale was wanting, like, really was just trying to make an outhouse. And then Allison was like, hey, let me help you out. I used to be like a country girl, like, I can do this. And then Dale was like, all right, shit, like, I'll let you do it. He even like, or she even borrowed some of his clothes to, you know, kind of fit her, and like, she sewed it and everything. Like, they were friends. But anyways, the friends who were watching, they really thought like their homegirl was gonna get killed. So in hindsight, they thought that this guy is gonna fucking bury her alive. So the friends decided to plot a pincer attack to get Dale and Tucker. The first group charged at Dale and Allison and then one of the guys had kind of like a makeshift wooden stake, kind of like what you use if you were to stab a vampire, like, you know, Dracula. And when they charged, Dale and Allison fell in the hole that they were digging, while the guy who was holding the wooden stake, he tripped, bro. And then he fell, and then he ended up piercing his heart with the wooden stake. So the next scene, there was another guy who tried sneaking up on Tucker. And like I said earlier, he was working on the wood chipper. And then he also tripped. So he ended up inside the wood chipper, bro. And the crazy thing about the angle that was shot, so the way the movie scene was shot was, it made it seem like Tucker was pushing him inside the wood chipper to get grinded. But in reality, like, he's
pulling him out,
like,
right?
Yeah, he was pulling him out. He's like, hey, man, like, what's going on, bro? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And then, you know, like, in the wood chipper, like, when you put something in, like, the rest of the stuff will get kind of come out the other side, right?
Yeah.
So the girls that was with them, the two guys, they got blood splatter all over them from the body, bro. And then what fucking sent me the most was, when this dude was obviously chopped up and dead, fucking Tucker was like, hey, bro, are you okay? Like, he was like really legit concerned, like, yo, are you okay? But anyways, man, Tucker and Dale was just minding their own business, you know, like, they're just two regular guys kicking in, and then all of these damn college students start bothering them and start profiling them and shit because they look different. But honestly, bro, they should have just left them alone.
Oh, shit.
What would you do in that situation, bro?
It's funny because then they thought Dale and Tucker were coming after them.
Yes.
But Dale and Tucker thought that teenagers were coming after them.
Yeah, that's like the funniest shit about the story, dude. Like, they didn't know that they were just like a
running
huge
from each other, bro.
It was a huge misunderstanding. But if you look at Tucker and Dale, it's literally the type of people that you'd be like, oh shit, maybe I should cross the street, bro. Like,
yeah.
But they were like super fun loving and they're like hella chill.
Oh shit.
But yeah, man, that's
that movie's funny, man.
It's one of my favorite movies. It's hilarious. But they should have left them alone, man. Fuck. Oh, shit. All right, before we get started on our next stories, we'll be right back with the Dumbfounded Podcast after a few words from sponsors. All right, welcome back to welcome back to the Dumbfounded Podcast, and Patrick is going to do his second story right now.
Have you ever seen Ready or Not?
Yes.
The movie was good until I feel like the ending was kind of dumb.
It was. I thought it was Margot Robbie the whole time at first, but it's Samara Weaving, I think.
Oh, shit.
That's why I was like, is this Margot got Ruby? Like, they kind of look the same.
Dead ass fact.
There you go. And she was still fine.
Bonus. But anyways, if you guys don't know the story, so a chick named Grace marries Alex, what's his last name? Ledomas. Alex Ledomas, and his family is very wealthy. Alex and Grace go back to the family's house to get married. And I guess one of the family members explains to Grace that their ancestor made a deal with a man named LaBelle to build the Ledomas fortune in exchange for the family observing a tradition. So the tradition was every new member draws a card from the LaBelle's box. And in exchange, the LaDemas family made games, and it was a very successful business, and that's how they got all their wealth.
Okay.
So Grace had to draw from the box, and she pulls the hide and seek card, which I think is the only card that involves killing, unfortunately. So Grace knew, like, thought they were playing a innocent game of hide and seek, bro. And so she runs and hides.
Like, thinking it was like everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah. She runs and hides and, like, you know, like, just running. You can't find me. While she's running, though, the family's arming themselves, bro, with crossbows and guns and rifles, like, just the whole fucking shebang, bro. Just whatever you could think of, they got it. Medieval weapons, anything. And they have to go and kill her. And if they don't, succeed in the tradition, something happens to the family because they made a deal, you know?
Yeah.
But her husband, I think, was, like, stuck, you know, torn. He was torn between going with the family's tradition or, you know, killing his new wife that he loves. He obviously really loves her because they got married. And he probably thought, like, what are the chances she'll get the hide-and-seek card? You know, the only card that involves killing. So Alex goes and finds her and tells her what's up. So they're chasing her. A couple maids die because one family member keeps mistaking them for Grace. Oh God. And Alex even, like, destroys the security system to help Grace run away, you know, escape. But in the end, they actually catch her. They don't kill her on the spot running. I don't know why, but they catch her, and they're gonna do, like, a whole ritual.
Right.
So they do a whole ritual, whatever. And they had to kill her by dawn.
Yeah.
And it, and then dawn comes. They're about to kill her, but dawn hits. And they're like, oh my God, they're freaking out. They're like, fuck, it's dawn. Something bad's about to happen. And, like, a few moments pass, and they realize, oh, nothing's happening. But they proceed to try to kill her. But when they try to, they're about to kill her, everyone starts vomiting blood, bro. All the family members start vomiting blood. One by one, their heads just start exploding. Like, out of nowhere, just starts fucking blowing up all the heads.
Oh, shit.
And then Alex says to Grace, like, hey, your love is the only thing that's keeping me from dying. And Grace is like, I can't trust you. I don't love you no more. And then his head explodes too. What the fuck? It's just, the ending was just so, like, what? What? That's how? So Grace escapes or gets out of her whatever, like, she got tied down. She gets out, lights a cigarette outside the burning mansion. And then police arrive. And the police are asking her about what happened. And she replies, in-laws. Bruh.
Fuck.
So gangster. But bro, that's a crazy ass game of hide and seek. And like, but it ended with everyone needing to go to the ICU.
Shit. Too bad they're DOA though. God damn. Oh shit.
That movie's fucking crazy. I just wish it was a better ending, man.
Cause yeah, the throughout the movie was hilarious. When that fucking little kid when that little kid died, bro, I was just like, damn, you kinda deserved it. You little asshole. Oh, fuck. Oh, you just hit that bitch in the barn.
Bro, fuck. You guys gotta watch it. You it's dummies funny. Gotta watch Ready or Not. It's good. It's good.
I really like it too.
It's like, low key reminds me of it gives me what's the other movie with the interracial couple?
Oh, Get Out?
Get Out, a little bit. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? But a comedy, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
But yeah, that's true. One family member kept killing maids, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And didn't they stuff one in like the, what is that? Like the laundry chute or something like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. In the dumbwaiter.
Oh, dumbwaiter. There you go.
Yeah, in the dumbwaiter.
Oh fuck. That's funny, dude.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. All right. Last one?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. My last movie that I'm gonna be covering is Zombieland. All right, if you never watched Zombieland yet, it's it's about what 11 years old now. It came out 2009, I think, right?
That was a good movie too.
It was, and it featured a lot of really popular people. So a little bit about the plot. Earth was kind of hit by a virus, kind of like 2020 right now, but it's more of like a mad cow disease, and it pretty much drove a lot of people mad and kind of converted everyone to become a flesh-eating zombie. So there were only a few people left in the world. So you had Columbus, played by Jesse Eisenberg. He was also in the Facebook movie, The Social Network, or something like that. If you don't remember who Jesse Eisenberg is, Tallahassee was played by Woody Harrelson. Wichita, the most annoying state or city that I've ever lived in, it was played by Emma Stone. And Little Rock was played by Abigail Breslin. So, long story short, the gang was kind of making their way around, and they made it to Bill Murray's house in Hollywood. You know who Bill Murray is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Groundhog Day, Space Jam, Ghostbusters. I mean, this guy's pretty popular guy, right? Like, who doesn't know who fucking Bill Murray is? But anyways, Columbus was shocked that Little Rock never seen Ghostbusters before. And since they were in Bill Murray's house in Hollywood, Wichita and Tallahassee, they decided to watch it in his home theater. So he had like a nice little home theater there. Meanwhile, Wichita and Tallahassee, they were kind of hanging out in the hallway area. They stumbled upon the real Bill Murray. He was playing himself in a movie. But get this, Bill Murray was disguised as a zombie. So he can roam around the city without being attacked because, I mean, zombies wouldn't attack each other, right? So he thought, like, well, if I played the part, I can roam around, no problem. So anyways, the rest of them decided to prank Columbus by having Bill Murray, again, who was disguised as a zombie, sneak up on him. But if you've been running away from zombies this whole time, I mean, what the fuck did you expect him to do, you know? Anyways, Columbus got spooked. He got scared. He was like, oh fuck, there's a zombie here. He grabbed a shotgun and then he proceeded to blast Bill Murray and then ended up killing him. I mean, imagine, bro, that's some real genius shit to come up with that. Like, disguise yourself as a zombie so you can walk around town during like an apocalypse, you know? Shit. And I think it's even funnier that he took that costume with him to the grave. Wait, hold on. That requires some serious dedication.
I'm dead. Yo, didn't they wrap him in a carpet?
Yeah.
They just pushed him over the balcony.
Yeah. Hey, bro. And when it comes to like best cameos I've ever seen in a movie, I think hands down, this is either number one or like top two. I think the Tom Cruise one from Tropic Thunder was probably one of my favorite cameo too.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Bro, dancing to Get Back. And I was just like, who the fuck is this guy? And then the end credits show up, it says Tom Cruise. I was like, oh shit. Oh fuck.
Yeah. But that's so Bill Murray, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I feel like Bill Murray would do some shit like that.
Hey, yo, he took that shotgun like a champ, though. He just sat on the...
Oh, yeah, he didn't stand. He was still standing, right?
Yeah, and then he sat down on the love seat and then just had like a little monologue. He wasn't even like breathing hard or anything. He was just like, oh, shit. I probably deserve that. Oh, my God. He's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Fucking
shit.
I love that guy, man.
But Emma Stone, though, bro. Hey, Emma Stone got her moments, though, sometimes.
Yeah, like I mean, she's one of those celebrities that I'm like, is she attractive or not?
Exactly, bro. I was just gonna say that. It's like one movie, you're like, damn. Emma
yeah, cause in Easy A, I was like, damn, she kind of fine. But then here too, I was like, is she kind of fine here. But other roles,
is Emma Stone in a fuck? What's name another movie that like she's famous for? She starred. Which one? Easy A.
That's the one where like they kind of made her seem
she's
like
in high school.
Yeah, like she was kind of like a thought.
Is that A Pocket Full of Sunshine? The card. Remember when she opens the card and sings A Pocket Full of Sunshine? Like she hated that song, but it was stuck in her head.
I think so, man. I haven't seen that shit. Was like 10 years ago. I haven't seen that shit. She was also in La La Land. She was in Battle of the Sexes. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. She was Gwen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, like, she was pretty hot in that one.
Yeah. All right, let's just give that consensus that, yeah.
She's 50-50.
Yeah. Like, you just never know. But anyways, but that's all the stories I got this week, bro.
That's a good movie. You got, hey, Dummies, watch all the movies that we, except for Tusk. Yeah,
I don't even know if I want to watch that shit, bro. Shit sounds fucking insane.
If you do watch Tusk, watch the last, I want to say 30 minutes. I think it was 30 minutes. Watch the last 30 minutes.
I'm going to YouTube that bitch just so I could see him, what it looks like. Fucking Justin Long.
Oh my God. I'm going to post a picture on IG, bro. Of him in the walrus suit.
Oh my God. Oh, damn. That's all we got, bro?
That's all we got today, man.
I don't have any promotes today. I think I said it all in the beginning. You got your usual?
Yeah, I got the usual. Want to say thank you to Paulo again for the show's logo. Super fresh. Speaking of the logo, guys, check out the merch. Like, 100%. Check it out. It's hoodie season. We got some fresh-ass hoodies. And the designs, come on, man. It's super simple and clean. Like, you can wear it every day. So check out the merch, which will always be in the show notes. And thanks to Paulo for the logo. Check out his gun club on IG at SDPGC. And check out his Batangangas page on Facebook. They make custom shirts and custom decals. And as per usual, every week I always shout out my boy, So Real Mike. Check him out on Twitch. It'll be twitch.tv/SoRealMike. SoRealMike. Yeah, check him out. He streams Warzone.
Just like what Patrick said, yeah, check out the merch. And we're still doing our merch giveaway. As you was able to tell a while ago, we don't have any reviews to read the next episode. So please do so, because we like reading stuff like that and it makes us really happy. Also, if you want a kind of like a slot in this kind of outro of these episodes, we really like to save this spot for small businesses. If you are a local artist in San Diego, if you have a small business in San Diego / National City area, hit us up. You know, we'll give you a little shout out on the episodes. Hopefully our kind of like global reach, or at least like stateside reach, can kind of help you out and hopefully gets you more exposure out there. And yeah, just hit us up. Our episode 15 is coming up pretty soon. So if you have any questions for our Q&A session, start thinking about them now. Like, you can literally ask us anything. You can ask if Patrick is single and what he's looking for in a woman.
Jeez.
Preferably a nurse.
What it do though? And a bug, girl.
And a bug, girl. But yeah, you can literally ask us anything. Like, what's our favorite food? Like, literally anything. Except stupid ones. We'll filter it out. But yeah, just start thinking about that. And we like to engage with you as fans. So if you want us to read a story that you have, it could be anything. And think about it. Like, don't restrict yourself from any stories. If you have a funny story that you want us to read or to make fun of or whatever, send it to us. You can reach us on thedumbfounddeadpod@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram at thedumbfounddeadpod or on Twitter at TDFDpod. Twitter's popping. I'm always there. So chances are I'll respond to you right away. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, any podcast platform you can think of. We're pretty much there. Leave us a review. Like I said, we're still doing a giveaway and we love to read them. And that's all I got, bro. You got anything else?
Nah, that's all I got for today.
Perfect. And if you want to donate monetary wise, you can do a one-time donation with Ko-fi. As you can hear a while ago, we love shouting out our donors/donators. So we'll do a shot for you. But that's all we got. So thank you so much for tuning in for another week of Spooky Season. And we have a very special episode next week. We're going to be some sort of storytellers, maybe. We haven't decided yet, but we'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, dummies, think ahead.
Don't be dumbfounded.
Peace.